Ucucumba. 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 Ucucumba.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Taylor Barnes, the Executive Director for the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us. How are you doing today, Taylor?
Just fine.
Good. So you said before you came in here, there's a lot of stuff to cover with the Jamestown Arts Center. And first, we'll start with the art park.
Yes. We were really fortunate. We are really fortunate in that we received a planning grant through Arts Midwest. And Arts Midwest is an organization in Minneapolis that is one of, it represents nine states, and it works to promote and support the arts in that region. So it's a regional arts agency.
And how did the Arts Center apply for this grant?
We applied. We're part of a project called Arts Lab, which is a two-year in-depth organizational development program in that it strengthens your bylaws, your board of directors, every single aspect of a nonprofit functioning. So it's really intense and benefits the organization a great deal. And part of that is to look at your strategic plan and pick one area of that plan that you would like to receive support. And so the organization picked the art park, and we received the planning grant, and we've hired RDG. The city is also working with them on the land use and transportation plan. We've hired them separately to help us convene community conversations about the park. And the art park is downtown. It's on the corner where there was a building, and years ago it burned down and it was a hole in the ground, literally for years, and the Art Association bought it with the idea of developing an art park. So it's been a green space downtown for a number of years, and we want to have conversations with the community looking at, you know, what do you value as a community? What do we all value, and what's our vision for our growth? How can that green space help support those thoughts? And what can we put there that's not only a physical reflection of all of that, but it can help the organization, not the organization, help the community move forward? You know, how can we look like we are forward-thinking and energized and an exciting community, and how can a space downtown help play into that or help nurture that or develop it? So Wednesday morning at 9, everyone is invited to come to the Art Center and join in that conversation. If you're not available at 9, at 2:15 in the high school auditorium, we are going to continue that conversation, and we want to include students because, you know, they're the future of the community, and we want input from everyone. You know, what do you, you know, the early conversations will talk about what do we value, what, you know, how do we want to move forward? And part of that will include what function can that space serve? Is it a performance space? Is it a gathering space? Is, you know, we've had every idea you can imagine about this is what I think you should do there. But we want to hear that. We want to hear what does everybody think we should do there? Not that everybody's ideas will be able to be part of the end design, but it really needs to be a community space and have serve the community in its function. Even though it's privately owned, you know, it's just kind of one of those, what was the Art Center board thinking? You know, this is a public space, but you get to maintain it and do, you know, all the cost, which I think is really what the arts are about, community development. And the organization certainly has done that in the renovation of the building and what we do in programming, and we, the organization is really continuing that development of the community through the arts.
So yeah, so this is a community event. Everybody's invited. That you just have to come and basically, if you have any ideas of what the you know what it can be used for,
and bring photos, bring ideas, bring complaints. You know, because you know, we really want to know what are we not doing now? How is it not serving? So it's, you know, complaints are useful. It's just like mistakes. I make them all the time. Constructive criticism. You learn from them.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you're destined to make them again and again. And then you're just really
just
in
an endless circle there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 9 a.m. this Wednesday at the Arts Center, and then again at 2:15 in the high school. That's for the students, but is that
also
open to the community?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you can't make 9 o'clock, but you know you have that time in the afternoon, and if you can't make any of it, come into the Arts Center and talk to us. Send us an email at info@jamestownarts.com or tbarnes@jamestownarts.com. Give us your ideas.
Right. Lots of ways to get in contact with you
mm-hmm.
then for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is coming up again this Wednesday. And now what else is going on with the Arts Center? We have classes. We have new exhibits. Where should we start?
Let's start with the new exhibit that's in the gallery now. It's called Put a Bird on It. And there are two Bismarck area artists, Ali Larocque and Paul Newt, whose work is on display in the gallery. And in the lobby, there is a local photographer, Jerry Kynes, who's also in the Rural Fire Department, and he has a series of photos in the lobby. So both of those are on display, and they will be. The Put a Bird on It is on display through November 23rd, and I have no idea how long the firefighters, city and rural, Jerry's exhibit is in the entry. So
for a while. And this is free to the public. They can come anytime and look at these at any time.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2, and by appointment. If you have family coming in and you're wondering what on earth you're going to do with them on Sunday, you call us.
That's the new exhibit you said till November 23rd on one of those, and then
And then the next exhibit following that is Folklore and Folk Arts of the Great Plains. The North Dakota Council on the Arts has a collection of traditional art pieces. So those, some of those and text panels will be on display. There's a guy locally who makes the most incredible scrimshaw. Another local man that makes Damascus knives. There are people who do hardong or rosemary. They're terrific traditional arts, heritage carried through with visual arts in this region, and they'll be on display coming up next.
Right. Sometimes that art that's local you don't know until there's a collaboration of it, and it's just fantastic.
I know. And it's really wonderful for people to express their heritage and their culture and continue it. I mean, everybody is like, well, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. So it's kind of nice to have some heritage tied to place through traditional arts.
Right. Now, Taylor, you also have some art classes coming up as well.
We do. We have. This is November 4th, isn't
it? Today is the 4th, yes.
Good. Tomorrow, you can take. And, you know, I'm not sure which classes are full. And if they're full, then you need to register. And then we'll let you know about the next class.
Okay.
And if we don't have a class that you want to take, and you can call us and say, you know, I'd like to learn Hajaringer. I'd like to learn Scrimshaw. I'd like to learn, you know, then we will do our best to try to arrange a class. But upcoming classes are photography, fused glass, book arts, a Pinterest Christmas, and arts. There's a kids' Christmas gift shop. So on Saturday, December 9th, 7th, you can bring your kids and they can create that surprise that you've always wanted from them for you for Christmas. And there are ceramic Saturdays in November. Two Saturdays in November, kids can come and make ceramic pieces. And the reason we have two is the first week they come and they make their ceramic pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them time then to dry and be fired, and then they come back and glaze them.
Okay.
So that's for kids.
Now, if they
and
want...
the other stuff is for adults.
Right. Now, if they want to get more information, they can visit the website to get all this information. There's a lot of information here.
Or call 251-2496.
Perfect. Taylor, is there anything else? I mean, you had a lot of information, and I think we covered most of it, but are we missing anything?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Missing Artful Happy Hour.
Right.
And that's every month, and it is an opportunity to get together with friends right after work, hang out, learn about the arts, dip into an experience, and try your hand at something. And it's always a surprise.
When is the next Artful Happy Hour?
It's going to be Monday, November 11th.
So next Monday. Okay. And then now, do they have to register for this?
You know, it's really kind of nice if we know if we're going to have 50 people or seven, just so we know, do we have enough supplies on hand? So you don't have to, but it is appreciated. And then you can email that you're planning to attend that. And it's free. So you come and, no, I lied. It's not free. Is it free? It's not. I don't know that. I should know that. I work
Well, if
here,
they want to know, they can contact you.
Call someone. Someone with knowledge. Jeez Louise, you'd think I'd know everything, but I don't. I just know stuff, some stuff.
Well, there is a lot of stuff that we've covered, so I'm not surprised. That's a lot of stuff. But they can call 2496-252-2496.
No, 251.
251.
Or you can call 252 and see who you get and apologize.
251. Ooh,
see if they're an Art Center member.
See if they know the Art Center
you
number.
You should be an Art Center member. If you're listening to this and you're not, you're missing out. You get early notice of Arts After School registration. You get discounts on things. And most importantly, you support the work we do.
Absolutely. And then to get signed up for that, they can contact you at the Art Center.
You know what? You can go online and do it too.
Oh, right.
The marvelous Angela has created systems. So there are ways you can register for classes online, become a member. You can donate. Don't forget that button.
Right. Okay, so lots of stuff covered today.
Do you want to know about the community theater?
Yes.
Yeah,
we got to cover that. I'm sorry.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November of 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Okay.
Dinner Theater. The play is Southern Hospitality.
Okay.
I think there are 11, 12, or 13 actors in this production. So you'll want to come and support your friends who are in, you know, bearing their soul in on stage, which I think is quite frightening. And they are much willing to jump in and do, and we really appreciate their willingness to do that and entertain all of the community. That is, you need to let us know that you're coming to that because it's limited seating.
Right, dinner theater.
Dinner theater. So you get dinner and theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, we have covered a lot of stuff, so I'm sorry, my mind got jumbled as well there. But any information...
You can work at the Arts Center.
I can work
That's
at the Arts Center.
I constantly am jumbled.
Okay, so now to get any information or to get more information, you can contact Taylor Barnes at the Jamestown Arts Center.
Or you might want to contact someone who really knows something at 251-2496. They will answer your question.
And the website again for the Arts Center is?
JamestownArts.com. And that tells you accurate information.
That'll tell you everything you need to know.
But don't miss out on these opportunities. Be a member. Register for things. Check us out online.
Right. Lots of stuff
and
available to you.
Come Wednesday to talk about how is the community going to grow? You know, we have a bunch of young people, mm-hmm. as I'm gesturing
you
to
gesture
you.
You gesture to me.
Right, who are in the community. So do you want to be able to hang out and watch outside movies? Do you want to have a fountain? Do you want to have a downtown bowling alley?
Right.
I mean, you know, what do you want in that space? And how can it be fun? How can it be artistically designed? How can it move our community forward and really make us look like a place that young people who are thinking about moving, who are mm-hmm. drive-thrus, say, hey, you know, this place has stuff going on. This
right.
might be fun to be here.
So this is a chance for the community to express opinions, concerns, complaints.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Taylor, thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing everything that the Jamestown Arts Center has coming up.
Thank you very much.